KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and breezy today with a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, the Glenwood Community School District's Board of Education has terminated the contract of Glenwood High School Principal Carrie Newman. The unanimous decision came during a two-hour closed session held Tuesday. According to the Daily Nonpareil, Newman had been on paid administrative leave since January 18th, but no official reason for that action was given. During Tuesday's meeting, the board listed five reasons to terminate Newman's employment with the district, including an inappropriate relationship with a district employee, unprofessional conduct, poor judgment, inappropriate use or misuse of district resources, and being a poor and ineffective role model. Newman has 5 days to request a hearing contesting the termination. Assistant Principal Rick Nickerson has taken over in the interim. Newman denied all the allegations, and she told the newspaper that she would fight to keep her job. Newman, an Omaha native, was a finalist for the School Administrators of Iowa 2012 Secondary Principal of the Year Award. She took over as principal at Glenwood in 2003. News time is 7:08.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We've been moving a lot of new and used Kinze planters since harvest. Seems like the inventory is always changing. So if you haven't been by recently, you might want to check us out again. There are certain models that are hot sellers, and it's hard to keep them around. If you're thinking about an upgrade, give us a call. Your trade might be just the one we have a home for. And don't forget, now's also the time to ask Ryan about clutches on your current planter or to add to your upgrade. Call us today, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
Police in Council Bluffs say a Shelby County man faces 3 counts of attempted murder following an investigation into a shooting that occurred Tuesday morning in the Bluffs. Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Myers said 30-year-old Ronald Lee Farr Jr. was arrested on attempted murder charges. He also faces 2 counts of willful injury causing serious injury and 1 count of going armed with intent. Farr was arrested without incident at a residence in Harlan. Authorities say he shot 22-year-old Heather Wilson and her 19-month-old son Tyson Underwood, both of Council Bluffs, outside of an apartment complex at 1544 McPherson Avenue at around 5:40 a.m. Tuesday. The incident happened as Wilson was putting one of her children in a vehicle. Wilson was found on the ground suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Her son was hit in the arm by one of the bullets. Both are expected to make a full recovery. The other child was not hurt. The third child was still inside the apartment at the time of the incident. A jury has convicted a 36-year-old Glenwood man of murdering his 5-month-old son. Jason Curtis was convicted Tuesday of first-degree murder and child endangerment causing death. Officials say Curtis called for help on July the 14th of 2011 because his son was barely breathing. When emergency crews arrived, they found the child unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at a Council Bluffs hospital. An autopsy later showed that Jackson died of head trauma. First-degree murder carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. His sentencing is set for April the 3rd. And additional details were released Tuesday morning with regard to the sentence for a Cherokee man who had pleaded guilty Monday to several charges associated with a stabbing incident in Atlantic last September. According to online court records, 38-year-old Timothy Lee Russell faces a maximum of 25 years in prison. In a voluntary plea agreement reached on Monday, a felony charge of attempted murder was dropped. Russell instead agreed to plead guilty to 2 felony counts of willful injury as enhanced by the use of a dangerous weapon and 1 count of going armed with intent. The combined prison term for those offenses amounted to 25 years. He was given credit for time already served. Russell was also assessed fines totaling $2,750 plus payment of court costs, and Judge Kathleen Kilnoski exonerated Russell's bond. His trial on attempted murder and other charges was to have begun yesterday in connection with the September 3, 2012 incident in Atlantic, during which the unidentified victim of the attack suffered serious injuries after being stabbed by Russell with a shop tool, which was reportedly a screwdriver. And an Atlantic man was arrested Monday on burglary charge. The Atlantic Police Department reports 45-year-old Daryl Benson was taken into custody for burglary in the third degree in association with a break-in of vehicles located along about 10th and Poplar early Monday morning. Benson was being held in the Cass County Jail pending a court appearance. News time is 7:12.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor. If you drive by our lot on West Highway 6 in Atlantic, you can't miss the fact that we have a lot of used combines. And with that much inventory, we're really motivated to move some equipment. In fact, we've taken the step to make available to you 0% financing for up to 48 months on select New Holland combines. So don't wait. We want to move these combines, and with 4 years to pay, you won't get a better deal. Call Rick, Lon, Chris, or me, or better yet, stop in today at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We've been moving a lot of new and used Kinze planters since harvest. Seems like the inventory is always changing. So if you haven't been by recently, you might want to check us out again. There are certain models that are hot sellers, and it's hard to keep them around. If you're thinking about an upgrade, give us a call. Your trade might be just the one we have a home for. And don't forget, now's also the time to ask Ryan about clutches on your current planter or to add to your upgrade. Call us today, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
In the funeral announcements, Gail Deers, age 87 of Orient, died Sunday. A funeral mass for Gail Deers will be today at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Timothy Jeppesen, age 54 of Hannibal, Missouri, and formerly of Brayton, died Saturday in Kansas City. Funeral services for Tim Jeppesen will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Hannibal, Missouri. James O'Donnell Funeral Home of Hannibal has arrangements. James Allen Wallace, age 62, of Menlo, died Friday. Funeral services for James Wallace will be held today at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. John Leroy Hansen, age 53, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Hansen will be this afternoon at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. John B. Rasmussen, age 71 of Winterset, died Monday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for John Rasmussen will be on Thursday at 9 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Adel. Macaulay Funeral Home in Adel has the arrangements. Martha Vetter, age 100 of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Martha Vetter will be on Thursday at 11:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Leonard Joseph Mike, age 56 of Audubon, died Monday at his home in rural Audubon. A massive Christian burial service for Leonard Mike will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Bernice Cecilia Sweeney, age 92 of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Bernice Sweeney will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Sheila Ann Hopp, age 68 of Harlan, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Sheila Hopp will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Catherine Johnson, age 72 of Fontenelle, died December 19th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Catherine Johnson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Joyce McConley, age 86 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Joyce McConley will be held on Monday at 11:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.